News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Well, Social Democrat TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon, has said that in this country, one of the players carrying the hopes of the nation on his back is Troy Parrott. Troy comes from Portland Place in the heart of Dublin's North Inner City, a community that has produced extraordinary sport and talent, not because of what the state has provided, but in spite of what it has. And he's using it as a call to say that there needs to be an investment in sports facilities in marginalised communities around the country. Gary, I would have thought the unfortunate thing is that Gary Gannon is proof, or rather that Troy Parrott is proof, that it's not necessary to have those kind of investments to get really talented sports people.
Yeah, good morning, Anthony. My own football career never quite made it to those lengths. But I think what the point I was trying to make was that Troy Parrott, others such as like him, Kelly Harrington, but actually they're the ones who do really make it. But every other kid that comes from the North Inner City and the South Inner City, and I'm sure other disadvantaged communities, are similar, but there's not an 11-a-side pitch north or south of the Liffey in Dublin. And I mean, that's a very sad indictment of the capital investment programme in this country, which actually is relatively well funded. There's been over $1 billion invested in sports through this capital infrastructure programme since 2018. But yet we still have a scenario in which you cannot get full-size pitches in mostly urban disadvantaged communities. And there's a couple of reasons for that, but the outcome is the same, that kids in working class areas in central Dublin and around other parts of the country simply cannot get the land to play their sport on. Obviously, football was a topic last week, but I'm similar in GAA, in boxing, in other areas. And the call I was making was for very targeted infrastructural investment from the state into those areas, because the mechanisms that you use at the moment is the Sports Capital Infrastructure Grant, but the criteria for that is that you need to own your own land or have a 21-year lease.
But see, isn't this the problem at the heart of it, Gary? Whatever about the laudable intent behind what you're looking for, the reality is, if you look at land prices, when you get out into the suburbs, when you get out into the North County, when you get out past Blanche and Lucan, at least you have land there where you can put a pitch. Where in the inner city can you squeeze in a full-size football pitch without it costing millions upon millions upon millions?
So the state owns a huge amount of land in Dublin Central, North and South. I mean, if you think about the land along that Irish Rail owned, for example, alongside the canals there, which they don't use. If you think about the land down there between the UFC, the North Strand, huge swathes of land. There's also the garages and bus depots that don't use their land. So there is land there. It's owned by the state, just in a different capacity. But the problem then, for example, is Dublin City Council were to try to buy that land. Dublin City Council have to pay 30 cents on every euro they get from the sports capital grant. And then also they would have to try to buy the land from the state. So there is actually land in central Dublin where we could build sport infrastructure that's owned by the state. It's just owned by a different part of the state. And to access the funding becomes even more expensive for the local authority, who obviously have to invest in housing and all sorts of other infrastructural deficits that we have. So the point that I'm making is that the Department of Sport, or somebody in charge, last week was Simon Harris, to take a genuine interest in how that funding is allocated, so that where we identify land pockets around communities that are disadvantaged, that we give direct investment into purchasing those spaces. So there is land. It's obviously it's problematic in some areas in the sense that it is expensive when it's in private ownership. But when it's in state ownership, the state should be working across departments to identify those spots of land and give targeted investment in building municipal infrastructure. Look, for me, it's not just, this is about the support, but it's about the participation of those who get to play in it. You know, okay. I'm dealing with kids in local soccer teams who, if they're not playing football, they're going to be elsewhere where sometimes problems emerge. So in order to tackle that, we need the state to take a genuine interest and unravel some of the gaps.
Before we wrap up, to go back to where we started, what was the peak of your footballing career?
The peak of my football career was the AOL Youth Representative side, where I scored in a 2-1 defeat in the semi-final.
Nothing to be sneezed at, Gary.
Nothing to be sneezed at all.
Gary Gannon, thank you very much. That's Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.